Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. This is the No Spin News for Wednesday, August 12, 2020. Stand up for your country. Okay, pen and paper, I hope you have it. We're going to tell you who exactly is hurting the country and why. We're going to name names. But first, we're going to start our campaign coverage today on August 12th because both tickets are in place. You should know I am not going to cover this campaign the way the networks and the cable news operations and the newspapers do. That gives you nothing. I'm not running meaningless sound bites, propaganda. I'm not going to do it. All right? I'm going to tell you what is happening, why it is happening, and what, in my opinion, is good for the country. That's what you're going to get here until Election Day on November 3rd. If you want all the propaganda, you got plenty of outlets to get it. So I'm not going to run any sound bites from the Biden-Harris news conference today. Not going to do it. All right. Now, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here. But if something happens that's outrageous, I will write a special note for BillO'Reilly.com. You all can read it. But it's the same thing with President Trump and Mike Pence. They're going to call Harris, well, they're already calling her a phony. I'm not going to run that soundbite. I'm not going to do that. I mean, why? It gets us nowhere. You can assume that Trump supporters despise Kamala Harris. That's how you say her name. Kamala, like comma. All right. You can just assume they despise her. And vice versa, that anyone who would support the nomination of Senator Harris, anyone who would support that, who would like that, hates Trump and Pence. Because Senator Harris is the third most liberal senator on Capitol Hill, only behind Bernie Sanders, a self-admitted socialist, and Elizabeth Warren, who is a socialist, but couches it, but she is. So Kamala Harris is third. And therefore, when Joe Biden picked her as VP, it became the most liberal ticket in the history of this country. There is nobody even close. So if Americans want hard core liberalism in charge of this country, then they will vote for the Biden-Harris ticket. It's as simple as that. Now, Donald Trump is not a doctrinaire conservative. He's all over the place. But he is primarily a man who is governing in a traditional way. So the status quo is okay with Donald Trump. He wants to get better deals, better economy, all of that, withdraw troops from abroad. But basically, the status quo is what he's going to do. Not Biden and Harris. They're going to blow it all up if they get elected. So everything that you know today on August 12th will be changed this time next year if they win and the Democrats control the Senate and the House. Everything across the board. And that's what I'm going to tell you about. All right. So the most liberal ticket up to this point in the history of America was the McGovern-Shriver ticket in 1972, which was defeated by Nixon and Agnew. And then Agnew was a corrupt guy and got booted out, and Gerald Ford took over, you know, the story. So let's get into Ms. Harris. Interesting woman. Skin color, it doesn't matter. This is not a skin color play, all right? She identifies as black. She went to Howard University. Fine. Her father was a Jamaican. Her mother is an Indian American, two immigrants, okay? She was born Kamala Harris, on October 20th, 1964 in Oakland, California. So that would put her 56 years old this coming October. She had a very affluent upbringing. Her parents were professionals. They were immigrants to this country. They did very well. Okay? She was deprived of nothing. She wasn't the little girl looking out the window being bussed into a tough school. That's what she wants you to think. That's really not what happened. Yes, she was caught up in the busing. That's true. But this wasn't some kind of a ghetto situation where she was being bused to better herself. No. She had two very professional and successful parents.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, now, eight women have accused Joe Biden of misconduct. You all know the story. I'm not going to go over it. I don't know any of these women. One of them is Tara Reid, and that was the worst accusation, whatever. Here's what Kamala Harris said about the eight women who attacked, and they did attack, all right, Joe Biden. She said this on April 2nd, 2019.
I believe them, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Do you believe that the vice president should enter this race?
Oh, he's going to have to make that decision for himself. I wouldn't tell him what to do.
I believe them. I believe them. If you believe them, why would you be running with Joe Biden? I'm a simple man. Okay. Now, when Harris in 2020 was asked about Tara Reid, I'm not going to repeat Reid's allegations. I don't do that. All right? But they're bad against Joe Biden. Here's what Harris said in March of 2020. Quote, Tara Reid has a right to tell her story, and she shouldn't face any repercussions for that. But the Joe Biden I know is somebody that really has fought for women and empowerment of women and women's equality and rights, unquote. Well, that's a little bit different than 2019 when Harris was running against Biden, is it not? And we had a little thunder action here in New York City. Don't get scared. I'm all right. Okay. So what happened? Well, she knew that she was being considered for VP. So Kamala Harris believed all the women in 2019, but not so much in 2020. Now, I'm only reporting this to show you who she is. Now, I have to credit my executive producer for finding this. You'll love this. After she was chosen yesterday, late yesterday, all right, the Associated Press reported on how she was chosen. All right? Now, the Associated Press wrote this quote. Harris, who is also Indian American, joins Biden in the 2020 race at a moment of unprecedented national crisis. The coronavirus pandemic has claimed the lives of more than 150,000 people in the USA, far more than the toll experienced in other countries. Business closures, disruptions resulting from the pandemic have caused an economic collapse. Unrest, meanwhile, has emerged across the country as Americans protest racism and police brutality, unquote. Now, that's supposed to be in a news article. So the Associated Press printed that. It went out to all the newspapers all over the world. And then somebody said, hey, that's not fair. And they pulled it back and they scrubbed it. But we found it in a Turkish newspaper in Turkey. Just to show you how the fix is in.
Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back.
Okay, final thought of the day is I'm going to be off tomorrow, but we're going to break down my Kamala Harris analysis and my Who's Hurting America analysis. We're going to break it down, carve it out. And starting Friday, about late afternoon, everyone will be able to watch it. So please tell your friends, all right? We're exploding here at BillO'Reilly.com. We're doing great. And we thank the First TV for helping us. But we want to reach everybody. Now's the time. The most important election of my lifetime is underway. So tell everybody, beginning Friday, late afternoon, they're going to see two explosive pieces of news analysis. Free. Just for a couple of days. So I hope you do that for me. I will see you on Monday. And we are kicking it in to gear for the election.